During treatment, I had a dream that I was laying on the floor, the ocean floor, completely naked, looking up. That was it. That was my dream. It was just this hopelessness, this sense of being buried alive. I'm drowning. I'm buried alive. I'm drowning, and there's nothing I could do, about it. My name is Debbie Porter. I'm the founder and CEO of Hair Matters, which is an identity restoration program. I work with people going through cancer treatment related hair loss and regrowth. I have been doing hair for 15 years. With doing hair in general, it's like feeding people. It's a generally positive experience. People are being nurtured and cared for and listened to and filled. So I was diagnosed with stage one, grade three breast cancer. And what they said at the time was that had I waited 6 months, I would have been stage four. I would not have made it. They said that, and then they said, yes, you will lose all your hair. And I thought, what comes over you is a feeling of horror. It's a different kind of horror. And it's a sense of, I'm going to have to fight for my life, and I'm going to have to do it looking like fill in the blanks. I mean, people come in and tell me they feel like they look like Freddy Krueger or the Heatmeister, or there are a lot of strong references to hair and hair loss, and we internalize them. For me, I didn't want to scare children. I felt like I scared kids. And as a stylist, I was highly frustrated that I couldn't do my own hair. I could take it off and put it on a mannequin and try, but it would not come out right. I just thought if I felt that way as a hairdresser, then how would someone not in the industry go about getting help? I wanted to come up with a program that could address these issues. I have created something that I think would have been really helpful for me. Just knowing, what to do, being able to go to someone saying, I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm alone, and I need help. And I think Hair Matters is the answer to that in every little facet of how I do it.
All right, come on in.
My name is Amelia,
Okay, I'm
and
pulling up because I think
I
you're
am one of Debbie's clients, and I met her through the Cancer Community Center. I was recommended to her.
You get to take the throne.
So you
Be
can
able to
take a
talk.
look. She's got some pattern baldness through here because of former treatments.
They did tell me that being on the cancer treatment orally for 5 years would make me
Yes.
lose my hair, and only 5% don't get it back.
And
And
she
that was in
was
2014, so it never come back.
part of the lucky 5%. So this is her natural hair, and this is human hair in a hair piece that uses adhesive. What I was gonna do is just check the front because the adhesive, the bonds break down after a certain amount of time and a certain amount of showering. So you can see right along the hairline. It does kind of make me emotional because there was a point when we finally settled on this and got her situated that she thanked me and she said, I can just move about the world.
I'd never left my house without a hat on, never. And I would leave and oh my, I'd panic and we'd have to turn the car back around because I was so ashamed of not having any hair. And I hated when I looked in the mirror. I hated what I saw.
And that's awful.
Because
That's horrible.
like you said, as a woman, if you're going out or you're going to a wedding or you're going out with your boyfriend or dressing up, what do? You put your makeup on and you fix your hair really pretty. Well, I didn't have that option. And I feel like I do now.
Yeah, you do.
You're gonna make me cry.
Stage
I don't want to
four.
look at her. It's to be a woman and not have confidence for, like, I don't know. the past 5 or 6 years. Like I said, just looking in the mirror and hating what you saw. I hated it. So she has totally changed my world. Totally. Just, I'm so much more happy. Sometimes I forget and go, I don't need a hat. Thinking that maybe I forgot and we got to go back. And just, I can't even tell you the confidence. I can't tell you how better it makes me feel.
Amelia, I just find her important. I do this work because that transformation is so powerful. Her sass just comes out and they're like, okay. And they're so happy. They're so hopeful. And that is what keeps me going.